It's 7:21. Joining us now at our studio is Northfield's City Administrator, Ben Martig, and also Northfield's City Planner, Michaela Schmidt. Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Morning. Good morning.
Let's talk about, Ben, I want to start off by talking about the state of the city last night. And folks, if you missed it, it'll be available from Northfield Public Broadcasting as Sam Temple was there filming the whole thing. Let's talk about, it's kind of a fun night to celebrate Northfield.
Yeah, our communications team does a great job pulling together some fun videos, and the mayor delivers a great speech as always in a beautiful facility at the White Center. And so we had live entertainment. The youth choirs was there, probably some of people's favorites. The Mayor for a Day essay contest winners for the elementary kids is always a cute little part of the program, too, to hear them talk about what they love about Northfield and what they would do if they were mayor for a day kind of a thing.
So, what was your favorite?
on the Mayor for the Day essay?
What were some of the things the kids said?
I think they just like how welcome they – this year in particular, just like what makes it special. I think some of the themes of just feeling like – like some of them talked about how they relocated to Northfield and how like they didn't know their neighbors before. And here it's just people are very welcoming and they know their neighbors and they feel safe and that kind of, they can get around town easy and that kind of a thing. So I think that those were just some of the themes, but I can't replicate an elementary kid doing it. So
come on, Ben. Best. No, it's okay. But yeah, a fun night. And there were also a lot of people that were recognized for their contributions to not only the city, but to the people of Northfield.
Yeah, let's transition into that with our guest here today. Michaela was our Employee of the Award winner. It's actually a mid-year award that we do, but publicly we honor it at this event for the community to enjoy. And Michaela Schmidt is a great city planner. She's really worked her way through the department in different roles, and she probably might be awkward, but she's kind of a veteran on our team now and really a strong leader. Some of the people who nominated her peers talked about how Michaela's just really respectful for people. She gets to yes, finds ways to get to yes, treating people kindly and respectfully, and really technically she's just really talented. I've even observed her in working with our staff team. She's just really a strong leader, and organizing, planning is one of those fields where it crosses over all these different types of different departments when they're doing developments, and you got to be able to work with people well, and Michaela does an awesome job, and so we got to recognize her last night.
All right. Boy, how do you follow that?
I know, right? Well, thank you for that.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm sure that it's always nice to be recognized by your peers. So,
yeah, definitely.
Good thing. Well, you're the city planner. Let's talk a little bit about city planning. I've lived here for a lot of years now, and our city planner right now is probably got as much on the table as anyone in the 35 years that I've lived here. There's a lot going on in city planning. Tell us a little bit about, just how you're, the things that you do and how you're involved in this.
Yeah, thanks. There's a lot going on in our department too. There's a lot of crossover, like Ben was saying. So, but we're kind of like the heart of sort of all the things, and then it octopuses from there, it sort of feels like. Yeah, we've got our Riverfront Enhancement Action Plan that we're working towards implementing and doing a lot of public outreach and community engagement with a couple consultants to really drive home that action plan and get those concepts flushed out, something that could be like actually buildable. So that also kind of encompasses Bridge Square. So that's the first sort of action step of that action plan. And City Council approved like a concept, gosh, I think that was last year, so we're just finally like flushing out what the final designs of that would look like, and we're doing again a lot of public engagement around that and getting in the community.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. Yeah. Let's pause here and kind of focus on that a little bit. You have been getting a lot of public input. I've been to a meeting or two and given my 2 cents worth, and you mentioned the consultants. It's Bob and Bruce. I got their names right.
Correct.
I really like those guys. They're listeners. I mean, they're conducting these. They're telling people what they are, everything about the project without dictating. It's like, hey, this is what we have so far. Mm-hmm. Let's get your input on it. Are you pretty pleased with the public input so far? Have you got as much input as you'd like?
I think they've done a really good job of kind of reaching out to the businesses, the local people that work and live around the park, and now, you know, sort of to get something a bit concrete to then take to the general public. And then even that, though, wasn't based off of nothing either. That was based off of all of the engagement and the Riverfront Enhancement Advisory Committee that helped form the action plan. So this is things that are all building on one another that are going back now a few years even, right? So, but I think there's still more to be done, and there is more public forums coming up, so that we really feel like we've gotten a good sampling of the entire Northfield population, right? So Greenville is hosting a forum on tomorrow at 6, I believe, and then the following week is at 50 North, and I can't quite remember the date and time on that one, but it's all on our city website.
Yeah, check that out.
Yeah.
And please go. Give your input. Man. Yes. It's your city, too. So.
Yep. Or if you can't make it, email me, email Ben, or email whoever you can on our website, and we're happy to take info, or if you have questions, like, reach out, and we'll try to get back to you.
As far as the planning process for that, you know, Bridge Square and the new proposed liquor store building are the big centerpieces of you know, that people are looking at. Where is that at right now, as far as the process goes of city planning? Is it, you know, we've been talking about it a while, but I have a feeling that there's still a lot of work to be left to be done.
I don't know.
We're in construction design on the Bridge Square project right now. Yeah. So when we get to 30% design, we'll be coming into the city council, maybe even prior to that, with some feedback on building off of the concept plan that took a lot of time and effort and engagement with that. So we'll be coming back on that. And that one's planned to be bid early next year, and then construction next season. And so that's that one's pretty well on schedule. I don't know about all the planning processes with that. I know that we'll need some historical review processes. The state's involved in our local heritage preservation will be involved. On the redevelopment one, kind of a broken record a little bit there, because we're continuing to see if we're going to assemble any other properties in the area or not. And then after that, I think it will move a lot more quickly. So we got a lot of other parts that we're looking at for a broader picture of kind of the how that might fit into the downtown, but that one really won't start to come forward with concepts and engagements until we kind of firm that up. But I would say in the next couple of months, hopefully that'll be come to light on what we're going to do.
Let's talk about the comprehensive plan, because this is all kind of woven in together within that. And from Michaela, I guess from your standpoint, is that your guidebook on how the city planning, how you go forward, move forward with it?
Yeah, that's really the overarching document that sort of sets the stage for everything else we're trying to do, right? And really should be the voice of the community and what Northfield wants to see as we march into the future.
You know, when was that last, I guess, revised? I don't know, Ben, you might know this. You might know this too, Michaela.
2008.
I recall that process. And it's a big process that goes through. As far as, you know, going through in the future, is that updated? You know, things have changed in 2008. Nobody had a smartphone.
Right.
So, I mean, not that smartphones are changing downtown Northfield or Northfield as a whole, but it's been 15 years.
No, it's definitely a long process, right? Because it's, you know, reaching out and going to people where they are. That's been a really big important feature, or, you know, thing that staff have had in their minds as we've interviewed consultants and selected one and moving forward. So it's going to be a year and a half long process just to get the new plan flushed out and get all the folks engaged and hear what everyone has to say. So, yeah. And
on the visioning document, Michaela, how many years out typically does kind of a comp plan look at?
Like we would do till 2040, 2045, something like that. So another 20, 25 years.
All right. So let's put that in perspective of your job as the city planner. You read through that, you look through what the city is doing, you put some things in motion. What are the other things that you have kind of in motion at this point?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have our, like, day-to-day of just of building permits or new homes or additions and fences and sheds and zoning certificates and signs, you know, and those are, the, I think, probably what most people get through or, you know, interact with our office the most mm-hmm. is more even on those little things. But we've got Cedar Meadows subdivision on the northwest side of town or just east of the hospital. We've been working with that developer to kind of get that through. So we're still in process with that one. We've got the northwest area. We've started work on we've completed a scoping EAW. So that's an environmental assessment worksheet for that industrial area that was been planned as primary. It's agricultural right now. And then that's leading into an alternative urban area-wide review, which is an AUAR. And that's a very, that's a lot of words. Okay. And a very specific environmental review specific to Minnesota. But it's used to sort of create or, you know, set up different scenarios and then mm-hmm. plan for those different scenarios. Like so one of those scenarios is and has to be what's in our comp plan right now, which is like an industrial park, a light industrial park. And so if we're going to build that out, what are the steps to mitigate any adverse effects or things that we think might detriment the area? Like, how do we move the plan ahead, but do that in a mindful and safe way that's protecting the environment, the people that live around it? How do the roads get put in, all of that? So that's sort of like a roadmap to how to get that end result.
It sounds like that's harder to do than, giving a applicant a fence permit.
Right. Yeah. lots. Yeah.
Do those things take a lot of your time? I mean, how much of those? Mm-hmm. And do we have consultants? I would imagine this is probably why we work with so many consultants, because there's a lot of things that you need to know.
Yeah, yeah. No, takes a lot of our time. We do have a consultant helping us that's doing a lot of the lifting. But we also have other city staff like Reve Needham, our assistant city planner. She's always helping. She's amazing. She's also who nominated me for the Employee Excellence Award. So shout out to her. But yeah, I mean, it touches on kind of everything, right? Like Nate Carlson in economic development and Anna and Jake Riley, our director, Ben, you know, like there's, yeah. And then engineering and transportation and sewer and water and yeah, all the things.
All the things. Wow. My head's starting to swim
right?
already. You guys have to keep on top of this for a living. What else do you can you tell us about the city planning department?
Well, it's Reve and I mm-hmm. and Jake, but Reve and I are the ones that are really, you know, pushing mm-hmm. things through. But yeah, we kind of split up different tasks of different site plan reviews, conditional use permits, variances.
How about anything on the heritage preservation and Main Street work that you and Reve are involved in?
Yeah, Reve. So as part of Reve's job, her title also includes Main Street Director. So we're part of the Main Street program. That's a national thing, and actually just attended one of the Friends of Downtown Northfield. So mm-hmm. there's a link there with the Main Street program and her and as the director. So she helps that group and they help us, and we work toward different like goals or categories that they put their time and effort into around like economic vitality, design. And there's two more, I think. She's more well-versed in it than mm-hmm. I am. But it's a lot of work in that. And then, right, the historic preservation, because our downtown's in a historic district that's mm-hmm. also on the National Register. So Reve is, you know, doing, there's sign permits for that are specific. There's different rules for downtown than outside of downtown. So she helps with that. She helps with if people want to paint the fronts of their buildings, or they need to fix windows, or they want to put solar on something or whatever. So we're here to help and work through all of that with people.
You know, you also have a planning commission. which is definitely a big part of the city. It's where the citizens are able to have their input and do some work on a volunteer basis for the city. And one of those volunteers, Tracy Heisler, was she Board and Commission Person of the Year? What was the actual award she won?
Yeah, I think Board and Commission. What was the
actual That's probably
title?
Close enough. I think yeah. that's right. Board and Commissioner Member of the Year, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're very lucky to have a really great board as a whole, but Tracy in particular really deserves some spotlight on that, I guess. And she's been on the EDA before and the Planning Commission before. She served on the Riverfront Advisory Committee that helped form that action plan. And she's just really good at listening to folks, getting everybody's differing opinions, and she's good at distilling them down and sort of spitting out what the direction she feels everybody's trying to get to, which is a unique and like not everybody can do that, right? She's very, very talented, and we appreciate her upbeat and positive attitude.
Boy, she has a long list, as mm-hmm. you've mentioned. She has been so active for quite some mm-hmm. time. You know, she used to have a show here on KYMN Radio. It's been a lot of years ago, yeah.
Oh, but gosh.
Locally grown Northfield.
Oh, yeah, the Planning Commission in particular is a really technical board, and they need to really kind of understand the laws and things because they're approving that, and Tracy's really become, she's an expert in that as well, in addition to, like you all are saying too, just a positive force too. And sometimes when things are tense and people are trying to work through difficult things, I think Tracy does a great job of navigating that and maybe lightening mm-hmm. things up mm-hmm. As well. So mm-hmm. certainly appreciate her and the Planning Commission.
All right. Definitely. Is there anything else either one of you would like to bring up while we have you here before we let you go?
I don't think so. As Michaela said, tomorrow night at Greenvale, we'll be having another open house. Is it 6 o'clock? Is that right?
Six
yep. o'clock. Mm-hmm. We had a great turnout at the library the other week, and we'll have some interpretation services there and maybe a little extra focus, too, on things that we've heard concerns about the highway being a bit of a barrier to come and enjoy some of the mm-hmm. downtown, too. So we'll probably probe that west side of town a little bit more about their thoughts related to that as well. So turn out, show up, and if not, there'll be more opportunities if they can't get there in the future.
Yeah, it's a good program. Once again, I've been to those, the ones that involve downtown and the business community. Do a great job of running it, and you actually feel like you have input, and your input does count, because mm-hmm. it does mm-hmm. count. We're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, too, for coming in. Congratulations on the honors received last night.
Thank you.
And you're always welcome here at KYMN Radio. Ben, thanks a lot for coming in too. And of course, you're always welcome.
Thanks, appreciate that.
Northfield City Administrator Ben Martigan, City Planner, I'm Michaela Schmidt. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We have Rich standing by. He's got local news headlines in just a couple of minutes.